Part 1. Be a leader. 1. Invest in the relationship bank. Mom picks 12-year-old Tom up from soccer practice at the end of her workday. Soon the two walk in the front door, set down their bags, and sigh, glad to be home. Tom, don't forget you have that big test tomorrow.
How could I forget? Math. Yuck.
I know it's not your favorite subject. Bummer you couldn't like every subject as much as you like science, huh?
No kidding.
Would you like to study while I'm making dinner to get it over with? Or would you rather take a break for a few minutes and study after dinner?
That baseball game I wanted to see is on TV tonight.
Oh, that's right. I guess that means you're choosing to study now, and I'll go make us some supper.
I guess so.
Maybe tonight we can eat in front of the TV so we don't miss any of the game.
Thanks, Mom.
Does this scenario seem too good to be true? It doesn't have to be. These are the kind of parent-child interactions you can get when you intentionally nurture a relationship. At Chaddock, we call the process of cultivating strong and positive relationships making deposits into the relationship bank. Every time you do something nice for your child, listen to their concerns with respect and patience, grant permission to a request or praise their efforts, you are making a deposit to the relationship bank. With each deposit, you show the child they matter and you care about their well-being. Each deposit helps pay for times when you have to make a withdrawal, like when you have to ask the child to do something difficult or take no for an answer. When those times come, if you haven't made deposits, you won't have anything to withdraw. So your goal is to make frequent deposits and keep the relationship bank full. A full relationship account gives us the best assurance that kids will cooperate and the day will run smoothly. You make deposits by doing the following: saying yes, giving appropriate choices, sharing how much you enjoy their unique and special qualities, praising their efforts, enjoying activities together, acknowledging what they are saying or feeling. You make withdrawals by doing the following: saying no, issuing commands, telling kids they are wrong, enforcing rules and consequences, being insulting, condescending, or sarcastic, ignoring them. What if you can't help giving a no? No's withdraw from the relationship bank, so try to avoid them. But sometimes there's no way around it. For example, on a work day and school morning when you have just 30 minutes to get up, get dressed, and get out the door, there's little flexibility. That's withdrawal time, so you say, "We need to leave at 7:30 sharp. Let's go." Shopping at a store, too, could require more no's than yeses. When your child asks to purchase a new toy, often you're going to say, "No, we are not here to buy toys today." For an older child, it might be, "We're not here to buy jeans today. You need a new pair of shoes." You will soften these disappointments by banking yeses at other times. Tip: for best results, make many more deposits than withdrawals. Deposit number 1. Praise little successes.